Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified so that we may serve you, that we may always be open to your grace, that we may be always open to all that you are calling us to. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're entering another week. This is the 18th week of Ordinary Time as we enter a new week on actually Sunday, but our radio program is not on Sunday, it's on Monday. And today is the memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Very interesting guy. He actually died, I always remind people of this, he died 2 years before the United States Constitution was ratified. So that shows you how long ago that was. That was obviously in the 18th century, towards the end of it, but it's still in the 18th century. And he lived in Europe. He never obviously visited the United States. He was a bishop and a doctor of the church, and he has some really profound writing. He's very prolific in his writing, by the way, and he has some profound writing. One of the fascinating things you find about him is that if you read any of his books, his first couple chapters, or first maybe one or two chapters, will always be fire and brimstone teaching. And then the rest of it is a deepening understanding of really developing that relationship with Christ, which is something I teach you from this radio show all the time. It all begins with this. So it's always that call away from sin and then building that relationship with Christ. So much so that he is the one who, when someone asked him, who was being saved, he said it was simple. Those who pray are saved. Those who do not are damned. It was really simple. Now, granted, we're looking at that and we are hearing those words in such a binary term can come very, in one sense, very stark. But in the other sense, if we go back to those words and we understand what he's really saying that people who pray go to heaven. That is so important. We really want to be careful of, it's something I say all the time. If you're ever on Reddit, there's a Catholicism forum on Reddit, and I forget what my handle is, but they always list me as a priest. So there's this Catholicism forum on Reddit, and I always bring out the fact that God is not a computer. And the reason is because, remember, in the Catholic Church in the 20th century, you had people who were taught from the Baltimore Catechism, and people love the Baltimore Catechism even today. I don't happen to be one of them because I think it gave too short of answers to very profound questions. And it really doesn't go into a lot of prayer. So a lot of times you will hear people who will talk about what it means to be a Catholic, almost as if God is a computer. If you do this, then you're going to hell. If you don't do this, then you're going to heaven. I mean, you'll hear people will say that you need to memorize mortal sins so you know you don't commit any of them. Well, what is a mortal sin? A mortal is a grave sin that'll cut off your relationship with God. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be memorizing mortal sins, because if you're memorizing them and you say, well, I'm going to do everything I can not to commit those sins, then where's your focus? It's on sin and avoiding sin. But as you heard from the second reading this past weekend, our focus needs to be on things above. So St. Alphonsus Liguori would be telling you to focus on deepening your friendship with Christ. And he was the one who said that talk to Christ as you would a good friend. I think he actually said talk to the Lord as you would a good friend. That's how you pray. So you can see that's how we're called to pray in such a way that we speak to the Lord. We bring everything to the Lord. We bring every issue to the Lord. As you may have heard in the program I did, the programs I did last week with Eve Tushnet, one of the things I said is the first thing we need to do is to teach people to pray. That is so important. And you will hear that from St. Alphonsus Liguori quite a bit, you will hear his words, where he really brings that out. So if we're not teaching people to pray first, I think we're actually missing the boat here. And you can see that in some of these online forums, I guess is the actual term, although they say that's no longer grammatically required. But you can hear these people who treat God as a computer. And one of the things they will say, for example, is, you know, you have to be aware of mortal sin, otherwise you're going to end up in hell. And I can hear evangelicals who are listening to this program just ready to scream when they hear that. That is Catholic doctrine, and that is true. But how do you avoid mortal sin? You deepen your relationship with God. And if you memorize mortal sins, you forget that there are new forms of sin all the time. One of the things I've said to you is St. John Vianney said one of the worst sins, he literally considered that one of the worst sins. So like in the top list of sins, he doesn't give a number like this is the second worst or the worst or whatever, but you can tell that, you know, when you're talking about sin, you need to avoid them all. But, you know, he really considered this a horrible sin. And what was the sin? Detraction. How much detraction can you see? Not only how much detraction can you see on Twitter, how much detraction can you see on Catholic Twitter? Let's be straightforward. Yet, people will not have that in the list of mortal sins, that this cyberbullying is a form of mortal sin. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, the programs are podcast on Catholic Audio Media right after they air. Someone didn't know that. And if you missed the program over the air, you can listen to it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter, do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can listen to the program. If you missed the program on radio, you can hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you aren't in the Boston area, you can listen to the program at its regular time at WROLRadio.com. So there's all kinds of ways you can hear the program. So don't forget that. So anyway, we're talking about St. Alphonsus Liguori, and his whole thing was really developing a relationship with God. And so we talked about one of my favorite books is about Conversations with God. I think Conversation with Him. Let me look up the exact title so I have it in front of me, which I suppose I should have done, but he has so many books that he was just such a prolific writer. So the book I was trying to remember is How to Converse with God. You know, again, fascinating book. And this is from the 18th century. The principles are all the same. The principles are just the same. It's just obviously written for a different time. And you know, this is the book, I do believe it may not be the same book, but just to show you, one of the things he talks about is the importance of getting the experience of leeching if you go to a doctor. So it shows you this really is from the 18th century. But the spiritual principles are the same. And he was such a great focus on prayer. He is most famous for the principle of double effect. Very hard to imagine, kind of put the two things together. Let's say that you have a car accident. Obviously, he didn't describe it this way because he didn't have cars then. But let's say you have a car accident and you have two people in the car. Both of them are alive. However, in order to extract either one of them, the process that will be required will happen in such a way that even though you don't bring upon the direct death of the other person will die. So it's not a decision you make. Say, for example, that in order to extract person A, that person A, their body is keeping the entire car from falling upon both of them. And so you know that if you extract person A or B, we'll say they're both in that position, that the car will collapse on the other person, and there is no other way you can do this. Well, you're not purposely creating harm to the other person. It's just in order to extract one, harm will automatically happen to the other. It's called the principle of double effect. That's one of the things that he came up with. It can be kind of confusing to think this one out. So you never purposely cause, for example, the death of another person, but you know if you do A, B will die, but you haven't purposely enacted any process to allow B to die. It's just in bringing A to be alive, B, that's the way it works. If that makes any sense, a lot of people mix it up with choosing the lesser evil. That's not what it is. Actually, a common term that is used is a better example is almost collateral damage. It is not intended, but it happens when trying to do a good act that as an unavoidable consequence, like, for example, a death happens. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.